Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Thursday, April 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cloud spend and strategy data with CISOs coming to the boardroom. Microsoft and ConnectWise make services moves, and CISA asks for comment on key features. This is the Business of Tech. Three stories to pull together today. First, the Wall Street Journal has a piece on corporate cloud spending. It's rising at double-digit rates. Per some new Gartner data released Tuesday, companies worldwide this year are expected to spend an estimated $494.7 billion on cloud computing, up 20% from 2021, and such spending is on pace to reach $600 billion by the end of this year. Spending on infrastructure as a service, which is a cloud computing service that provides companies with on-demand computing, storage, and networking resources, is forecast to show the highest growth of any cloud category in this year at 31%, Gartner said. Second, Deloitte released its third annual Chief Strategy Officer survey. Sure, 84% surveyed say advanced technologies such as intelligent automation, predictive analytics, machine learning, and mixed reality will play an increased role as strategic enablers for their businesses. And then almost half said they don't have the mature skills to do it. Finally, an opinion piece I spotted from several sources and linked to Forbes, titled, "The SEC is about to force CISOs into America's boardrooms." The core premise is that just as the SEC pushed financial reporting via the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the agency is proposing new rules that would require U.S. public company boardroom disclosure of corporate directors with cybersecurity experience. The proposed regulations focus on expertise, not by job title, but by the depth of experience, competencies, and formal education on these issues. Why do we care? There's a thread of expertise here that's striking to me. Cloud spend is up because it moves infrastructure spending outside the organization to experts. The SEC is focused on bringing experts into the room to address cyber. And there's a dearth of advanced technology skills. Expertise. Considering a skills enhancement is probably a smart move at both a personal and company level. There's an opportunity to take advantage of the security and these advanced technologies skill gap. So, two similar things I spotted. First, per Channel ED, Microsoft has launched a free business consultation service that features one-on-one meetings between the technology giant and small business owners and customers. The one-on-one sessions are 60-minute engagements over video, chat, or audio, and if you need more time, you can schedule a follow-up during the original call. There was no mention of partner involvement. Second, ConnectWise launched the ConnectWise Incident Response Service. From the press release, the service provides direct, around-the-clock access to a team of expert cybersecurity analysts to provide immediate assistance to assess, contain, and remediate threats to minimize impact and business disruption. The service also aids in the recovery process with forensic examination of system data, user activity, and artifacts of digital evidence to determine the extent of the compromise and identify which threat actor might be involved. I inquired about pricing. Delivered as a retainer service, the cost is $300 per hour, purchased in blocks of 20 hours. Now, why do we care? Starting with ConnectWise, in discussions with investors about the company and in one of my What I Tell Investors video, I offered that I suspected ConnectWise would focus more on services. They have other pieces of that puzzle in both acquisitions and offerings, particularly the former Zenith Infotech / Continuum NOC, a resource that will likely never be recreated again. It's an interesting differentiator. I'm less convinced it has the margins and scalability that the organization may want from an investment standpoint, than yet has potential for the providers themselves. Microsoft's move is similar as a services play. Microsoft doesn't make moves without intention. This should be a wake-up call to the MSP market that the company doesn't believe enough good advice is getting to customers. Instead of complaining about them going direct, perhaps acknowledging this is a gap in the market that they've identified would be a smarter move. And an opportunity for comment. Per NextGov, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is asking for feedback over the next month on preliminary documents that they publish to help agencies implement logging and other security measures under order from Congress and the Biden administration. Comments are due May 19th on a technical reference architecture for secure cloud business applications and a program guidebook for an extensible visibility reference framework that the agency published Wednesday, noting risks associated with using specific cloud services. Why do we care? Two very tactical reasons. First, these are resources specifically designed to help IT services companies, and you should use them. Second, expertise is required to input here, and this is your chance to do so. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, and automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We've been having some great growth. Welcome to all the new listeners. I look forward to hearing from you, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.